Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Vincenzo, V-I-N-C-E-N-Z-O, Novello, N-O-V-E-L-L-O. As you know, I previously performed a case review on the above captioned file. Perhaps you have now provided me with some additional medical records to consider and potentially offer it another impairment rating. Paired in the paragraph, these records show Mr. Novello was seen on 1-11-22 by Dr. Berberian, B-E-R-B-E-R-I-A-N. Period. He noted the diagnostic studies and course of treatment to date. Period. He also referenced my report of 10-11-21. Period. He told Dr. Berberian that since returning to work full duty without restrictions on 7-21-21, he continued to have some level of pain in his right foot. Appeared it worsened in September of 2021. Appeared on 11-22-21, he returned for his most recent appointment with Dr. Alpert, A-L-P-E-R-T. Appeared he complained of some continuing pain in his foot. Appeared exam showed minimal dorsal foot swelling and no tenderness about the right foot or ankle. Appeared radiographs revealed widening at the Lisfranc joint and subluxation at the first tarsometatarsal joint. Appeared Dr. Alpert opined he had worsening on his radiographs and recommended surgical fusion. Period. Dr. Berberian performed an evaluation and repeated x-rays. Period. His impression was post-traumatic arthritis and deformity of the right midfoot. Period. He concluded his current complaints were related to the accident at work on 10-21-20. Period. He agreed the best course of action was for him to undergo surgery for arthrodesis of the right midfoot with the use of internal fixation and autograft bone. Period. He had poorly controlled diabetes mellitus in the past, in spite of the fact he has an insulin pump. But this is a risk factor for infection, comma, wound healing issues, comma, and non-union of the fusion site. But the claimant was also obese, which may lead to some compliance issues with prolonged non-weight bearing. But however, in light of his significant arthritis and worsening deformity, he felt that non-surgical treatment will be of limited utility. Period. If we did pursue surgery, it was estimated he would be clear to return to sedentary work 3 months after. Comma, to work full duty without restrictions 7.5 months after. Comma, and be placed at maximum medical improvement about 9 months after the surgical date. Period. New paragraph on 3-21-22. Dr. Berberian did perform right midfoot arthrodesis of tarsometatarsal joints 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Semicolon. Right foot open treatment of dislocated 4th and 5th tarsometatarsal joints, semicolon, harvest of proximal tibial bone graft, comma, right leg. Paired the postoperative diagnoses were right midfoot arthritis with subluxation of tarsometatarsal joints, semicolon, diabetes, semicolon, acquired foot deformity, semicolon, crushed sequela of crush injury at the right foot, semicolon, dislocation of right 4th and 5th tarsometatarsal joints. Period. In paragraph, Mr. Novello followed up with Dr. Berberian postoperatively at 3:30:22. But he was placed into a well-padded short fiberglass cast in neutral dorsiflexion and was asked to remain in non-weight-bearing. Period. It was estimated he would be cleared for sedentary duty on 6:15:22. Period. Dr. Berberian monitored his progress over the next few months, running through 12-6-22, period. His foot continued to feel much better, period. He had been working full duty with minimal discomfort. Period. He was awaiting delivery of his insoles and spoke with his adjuster about obtaining a second pair to put in his work boots. repaired. Upon exam, he had no swelling of the right foot compared to the left, and his wounds were healed. Period. He was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement on this day and was discharged from care. Period. There was no description of his gait at that point. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. Vincenzo Novello, injured his right foot at work on 10/21/20 as described in my prior report. Period. Since evaluated here, he went on for additional treatment. Period. He saw Dr. Barbarian, who concurred with Dr. Alpert's recommendation for fusion surgery. Period. On 3/21/22, Dr. Barbarian performed that, and it will be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively with significant improvement. Period. At the conclusion of care, he had no swelling on the right foot compared to the left, and had already returned to work in a full duty capacity. Period. New paragraph. I previously rated this case for Ehlers Frank injury of the right foot. Period. The default level was 7% lower extremity impairment. Period. He was ultimately found to have 10% impairment of the foot using conversion in table 1610. Period. New paragraph. The latest physical examinations, documented physical examination findings are unimpressive. Period. Mr. Novello was quite functional and had returned to work in a full duty capacity. Period. His diagnoses will be amended to include those offered by Dr. Barbarian. Period. There may not be much difference in his overall impairment level, but that will be determined in the future. Period. End.